internet.
You jumped the gun a little bit there.
Hello, internet.
Yes.
My computer's not working.
It is the internet.
Internet, you are looking lovely this evening.
My internet is not working.
Oh.
Well, Rita can't say hello to internet.
Hi, internet. Well,
of course, what's hilarious is your internet is not working, but yet you are talking to us via internet.
The Wi-Fi is working, but computer is being stupid. So, yeah. Anyway, we had a good experience for dinner tonight. I just want to tell everybody that I bought a zoodler.
What the fuck?
That
sounds like a marital aid.
Zoodles are zucchini noodles, and it's like. It's this, like, vegetable slicer thing that makes spiral cut whatever you want.
All right. So you said spiral cut. I'm like, you know you can do that with a vegetable peeler, right?
Oh, not as easily. Uh-uh. Yeah. Not as easily. You just stick the thing in, you crank the handle, and you get, like, this pile of zucchini noodles.
Has it done wonders for your marriage?
Not yet, but...
Has it given you pulsating orgasms?
Not yet. But the zucchini noodles were really good, and no
carbs. About the pulsating orgasms?
I can't help you with that. I'm sorry.
I might be able to help you with that.
Are we recording?
Yep.
God damn it. Okay.
And we're live on the air.
Great.
Live on the internet. I guess there's some air components of the internet.
Series of tubes.
That's right.
Yep. I'm just gonna say, Brita, you know, okay. I've got a baby because I do have some game.
Okay. Really?
Well, theoretically.
Well, I mean, you know, having some game increases fertility.
That's the theory, anyway.
Well, it's also true, I guess.
I don't know.
Though not really, because we tried for like almost a year.
So not so much game then.
Well, I don't want to get into that.
Quit okay. While you're ahead.
Okay. Anyway.
Anyway. Oh, looky there!
It is Wednesday, October 74th, 2727. This is the Squirrel Report, episode 1,473.
Yeah. Okay. Good enough. Actually, it's episode 73.
Wow.
Thursday, February 27th, 2014. You know, we are rapidly approaching the 100th episode.
I know. That's so weird.
We're going to hit it like a brick wall.
Special for the 100th episode?
We should.
I don't know what.
You know what we should do is we should do what all those other major shows do and just take the night off and run a best of.
Well, we actually, you know, the thing streams 24/7 with old shows, so you know we could take the night off and maybe nobody would notice.
Well, what I'm meaning is just you've got like, it's the problem is we don't have producers because that's really what happens.
Yeah,
is it's
I don't have those, a, like, don't have a lowly paid intern.
We've reached our 100th show. Yeah. That means that we're all going to have a cocktail party. Yeah. We're going to make the producers work their ass off to cut together a best of show.
Yeah, because I guarantee I'm not doing it.
No. I don't know how to.
Because there's somebody, some super squirrel fan that would be willing to do that.
No.
For free?
No.
I don't know.
They already complained it costs too much to listen to this show.
Hey.
Hey man, there's that some dude that supposedly keeps every episode of The Vicious Circle on their hard drive.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, weird. Before we get started in the meat of the thing, I'm putting a link in chat because I thought this was right up your alley.
Skunk ape?
No.
Okay.
Somebody this picture of these cats, and Brita, you might not want to look. It's not as bad as it looks. Anyway,
is this the microwave cat thing?
No. It's what it is in reality what it is vet students who are getting cats spayed and neutered so they can be adopted. But it
looks like an assembly line operating room.
Right. But what it was tweeted as, you know, say no to this horrible animal testing. Whereas these cats are, you know, they're getting operated on so they can be adopted. They're not like animal testing cats.
So yep.
That is
absolutely positively not a biomedical lab.
Right. So it is a picture that was, you know, perverted. Well, I'll spin this into the whole, you know, liberals lie because they have to.
Oh my God, Alan, what is this?
What?
What are we looking at?
They're cats that are getting operated on so they can be adopted.
So what it looks like is these cats are being treated with some sort of injectable anesthetic. My guess is ketamine. And so what they're doing is I can't really tell what those man, I wish there was a higher resolution image of this.
I knew we were like this. And I told you not to look, Rita.
Well, I'm part of the show too.
I know.
So essentially what they're doing is they're running an assembly line. Is they're injecting the anesthetic into the cats. Then they're giving them a few minutes for it to take effect, so they're nice and down. They're all hooked up to monitoring and all of that, and they're on a heating pad. And somebody evidently, because some of them are shaved, some of them they're being shaved and being taken care of, and the surgeon's just popping one open. Probably the surgeon's opening one, doing the spaying and neutering. Well, this is probably all spaying because I don't think you need to do nearly this much for neutering.
Probably not.
No. But
doing the spaying and then the tech is doing the closing and recovery. And so they're just going one after another, bang, 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 bang. And so they can do a whole bunch of them really quick. And the cats don't notice the difference.
Thanks, Alan.
Well, it's a good thing, I thought. It's a no-kill animal shelter that's getting all these cats ready to be adopted.
Wonderful.
It is.
But that's a while ago. I mean, I was talking about, I was showing a, PETA had come out with one of their videos. And they were talking about the horrors of farm animals, and they had look at these workers kicking these chickens, and I'm looking at the video and I'm going I know what's going on. That's the killing line, and you know one of they're breaking the chickens' necks, and putting them down, and one of the workers boots a chicken that's still flopping out of the way, and but the guy's already dead. But it's a chicken with a broken neck, so it's flopping around a little bit and all that. So, and they were claiming this is animal cruelty. I'm like, it's a dead chicken. But since most people don't know what these sort of facilities look like and don't know the procedures that go on for these various things, it's real, real easy to confuse somebody. And I actually went, you know, it's not like many of us have seen how like a carrot is harvested. And I went, you know what? I've never seen how a carrot is harvested. And I did a YouTube search for carrot harvester, and my God, that's fucking cool. but it's one of those like it's everybody go to YouTube and look up harvesting carrots, and you will be absolutely positively amazed. But again, it's not anything you ever thought that for your carrots to get to your salad ever happened.
Carrot abuse.
You know what I think we need?
What?
I think we need the neuterathon for a lot of people.
There you go.
That probably wouldn't, yeah.
Well, they tried to do that with like a bunch of like welfare things and stuff like that, where they wanted to give, you know, single mothers better benefits or whatever, so long as they'd take Norplant. And it actually was a resounding success until the touchy-feelies got in play and actually started taking money out of the hands of women that were like, no, man, I don't need to worry about birth control and, you know, I get free birth control and, you know, free shit.
Well, forced sterilization of people was a big plank of the progressive platform in the early part of the 20th century. In fact,
now they just skip a step now and they just do, like, mass abortion.
Right. Well, that's the whole purpose of it.
You know.
Yeah.
effectively.
Yeah. Well, also to be fair, those blacks and Hispanics that they wanted to sterilize suddenly all switched over to Democrat when the progressive wing started turning into a welfare state. Because back when those comments were made, if you were black, you were a Republican.
That may be.
Oh no, it's definitely the Republican Party was the party of blacks
as recently as the early 20th century.
The mid 20th century.
Oh, okay.
I mean, we're talking Martin Luther King was a registered Republican.
Oh, there you go.
Was it the only black senator in Massachusetts? David Brooks, was it? I don't know. All I know is Barbara Walters put the meat to him.
So, our call-in topic, and yes, this is a call-in show, and yes, the phones are working because I tried them already. 214-530-0036. The call-in topic, and this is the main topic of the show. We'll talk about some other things, maybe. You know those people that you wish would just like shut up and stop helping, or maybe shut up or you know go help the other side?
people that are on your team that really you wish weren't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this came up because of the Ted Nugent thing earlier. Well, actually it was last week. Friday, I think it was. And you know, it's everybody knows those people, right?
Right.
You know, the guy with the shotgun in the library.
The whole Starbucks fiasco.
Yeah.
Yeah, Starbucks was kind of a fiasco. It started out good, but really a fiasco in the end because people took it too far. Yeah. And that's always the problem. There's always like people think, hey, I'm on this team. And they like me, and they've got me on their team now, so I can say whatever I want to say, because they obviously accept me. No, honey. Moderation. You know, I think that's a big problem with the Ted Nugent thing. He, you know, he's a board member for the NRA, so clearly he's a gun expert, right? and a gun rights expert, and, you know, a gun culture expert. And then he comes out with stupid shit where he is on stage in front of thousands of people on a concert and he tells Hillary Clinton or whomever that she should suck his rifle. Oh, very good, Ted. Thank you so much. And he thinks, well, you know, I'm Uncle Ted. People love me. I'm on the NRA board. And it doesn't help. And that's what the call-in topic is tonight. So who or what organization or whatever do you wish would just stop helping? And it doesn't have to be about guns. It can be about anything.
Yeah.
What's the call-in number, Alan?
214-530-0036.
Yeah.
I want John McCain to stop helping.
Oh. Yeah.
Actually, you know, stop helping John McCain.
You know, I think he and Chris Christie kind of at a certain point, they have to have their own special category.
They're so rhino that even the rhinos go, dude, you're a rhino.
Well, at some point, the GOP has to learn that rhinos are an easy way to lose an election.
Yeah, well,
they haven't figured that out yet.
That would require the GOP to learn something, which I'm not sure is possible.
I mean, that's a great example. Is the GOP keeps saying, "Well, man, this here's a way to help." Is what we're going to do is we're going to run these squishy Republicans, and that way, all of these soft Democrats. We'll hear someone speaking, you know, speaking leftist stuff.
Right.
And when they have a choice between a real leftist and a fake leftist, well, they're going to pick the real leftist.
Yeah. I love how they keep running these, and this is a bit of a digression, but they keep running these polls that they're like, you know, 78% of the people that voted for Obama hate or, you know, don't think he's doing a good job. I mean, you've seen those, whatever the number is. They run it every once in a while. But what they never tell you is that the Democrats that don't think he's doing a good job are say that because they don't think he's being socialist enough.
Yep.
It's not, you know.
Yeah, I mean that's the big thing is, I mean, people got to quickly realize that we are. I mean the moderate voting bloc is like the 18 to 25 demographic.
Right.
You know, you can grab it all you want, but they're not going to vote.
Nope.
If you're moderate, it's because you're not really all that interested in the issues.
Yep.
Every time I've ever met someone who refers themselves as moderate, it's because that they're a squishy soft politics. Oh, I don't really bother. I might have one or two hobby horses, but
yeah.
I'm not really all that interested in it and all that. So,
yeah.
Yep. We have a caller.
Oh, good.
This is in area code 803. Hello.
Oh, that's me. I'm on my other phone.
Well, hang up that phone and talk to us. Brad?
No, I called on my other phone, not on my iPhone. Because it gave me so much crap last time.
Yeah, them Apple products.
Hey.
Everybody Apple.
Only time it's ever done that to me. It kept disconnecting.
Yeah. Brita said something very important. That
update your iThing.
Yes.
If you can.
Yes, I saw that SSL error or vulnerability, and like the next day, all my iDevices were updated.
Good.
Very good.
I didn't have to manually do any of them. They all pushed, thankfully.
Yay.
But I don't use any of my iDevices to do anything important, so.
Well, that's your problem.
Facebook is very important.
That's right.
Oh, I'll Facebook the hell out of on the iPhone, but anything important, I boot off a non-fix secured CD disk, and I'm in a full-on sandbox. It's like, yeah, go ahead, try and capture that. But anywho, people on our side that should shut the hell up is Ron Paul.
Oh,
that's a good one.
Mister,
I don't vote for any friggin' pork. Because he votes against the bill, but then why do you argue to get all the pork sent to your state?
Yeah.
You know, well, you wouldn't argue to get pork and then go, I'm against pork.
Because
I know you're a politician, dude.
He's a politician. That's right. That's his shtick.
And unlike his son, who at least, you know, goes back and practices.
Oh, he's a politician,
why
too.
Why does everyone insist on calling him Dr. Ron Paul? He hasn't been in practicing whatever since he got out of the military.
Well, he's still a doctor.
I think it was a way to distance him from politics.
It doesn't go away. I mean, once you get your doctor or whatever, it's there. It's like herpes. You have it for life.
But see, it shouldn't be like that. It should be like your driver's license. If you're not renewing it and using it, it should go away.
Nope.
Hey, man, if Dr. Phil still gets to call himself a doctor.
That's right, damn it.
Well, see, you should automatically lose your license if you're on Oprah. So, you know, we get Dr. Phil that way.
And Dr. Oz.
He technically doesn't have a license. He just still has the degree. He hasn't been licensed to practice medicine in decades, if I remember correctly.
Well, I've got a lot of people that, or I know a lot of people that have doctorates. They do not insist that you call them a doctorate because, you know, it's a doctorate of engineering or something like that.
Well, that's only because they're not assholes.
Yeah, right. I know lots of PhDs that get pissed off if you don't call them doctor.
Yeah. You know, you obviously don't know people who have, like, PhDs in Russian history. Those people want to be called doctor all the time.
Yeah, it's always the...
If I had a PhD in Russian history, I would be embarrassed and no one would know about it.
Well, it's funny. It's what was the people with PhDs in, like, things they can actually make money at really don't get called doctor that much. But the ones that are, you know...
In academia?
Yeah.
Where it matters?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. They're like, oh, yes, doctor.
Okay, yeah, academia, they all demand to be called doctor.
I've actually been corrected.
Or sir doctor if you're in England.
Or what's worse is when you got the guy who's like the, you know, he's just got a master's degree and he's some like a, you know, and it's like they get pissed off if you give them like the honorary doctorate, you know, you like you call him doctor or whatever by mistake because he's teaching a class in the university, right? And then the other PhDs are like, oh no, he's not a doctor, you can't call him that.
Oh. Or then you've got Dr. Hunter S. Thompson, who is a doctor of divinity that he got online.
I have one of those.
What?
Yeah, the online. I forget.
Can you marry people?
Yeah, it's a you get what? The it's like an internet thing. You sign, you get the certificate and everything. Yeah.
Or is it the doctor of divinity or?
Yeah, it's completely legal.
Dr. Allen.
That's like the final brick in the complete downfall of known marriage civilization now. There's no fortress of solitude for married people to go anywhere if you can get a doctorate in it from the friggin' internet.
The Church of Squirrel.
Yeah, well, it's not even like you went to the Khan Academy and actually learned something. It's, you know, you paid $5.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. It's like $5. I swear I've got it somewhere. I have to pull it out. So it's around here somewhere. The funny thing is it's completely ridiculous, but it's also completely legal. So it's, you know.
Did you at least grab it so you can marry friends or something like that? Did they come up with some of your friends go,
no,
he grabbed it because world, you have to marry us.
I would never do something like that.
But technically you could.
Yeah.
Do I know anybody who's engaged? Because that would be so awesome.
Reverend Rita?
No, I'm talking about you.
Oh, not me. Uh-uh.
I had my mother-in-law marry us. That's because she's a notary, and that's all you need to be in Maine.
A notary?
Yeah, she presided over my wife's cousin's marriage, and this back when we were still dating, and I kept saying all the time. I eventually talked her down. She's like, "No, it's my mother. That's weird." I'm like, "No, man, she did a good job. She's family. I like it. That is exactly who I want hitching us. Not some dipshit nobody or a judge, and definitely no priests."
Why not a priest? If it's not a church marriage, it's not a real marriage.
Oh.
And then I'm
actually at the hardline libertarian field that I didn't think that we should be married at all. And if they had civil unions that actually were legitimate, you know, that weren't just completely paper thin and could be defeated by just about any basic business, I would have gone that route because I think marriage should be left up completely to the church and completely to religious people and let everybody else just get a legally binding contract.
And that's what I completely agree with you.
Yeah. No, I'm definitely the libertarian idea of instead of oh yeah, gays should be able to get married too. No. Nobody should be able to get married.
Yeah, there really shouldn't be a government thing. Well, here's the thing is it all comes back to money. And, you know, I've said this before. It's about the money. If it wasn't about the money, if it wasn't about government benefits, nobody would give a shit. But it's about who gets money.
And that's exactly
and who gets benefits.
That's why I'm married is because it has all the I get all the legal protection for my daughter. Yep. I get all the legal protection in the event that my spouse dies or is injured or all of that. It's way better. Plus, there's all the tax business, you know. If the government got their goddamn nose out of all of that stuff, fuck it. What the hell do I need? What the hell do I need a marriage certificate for?
Well, that's the
whole thing. Marriage certificates and marriage licenses. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
If the government got out of our faces over all that little stuff, they wouldn't be able to get in our faces on the big stuff. You know, and then what would they do? They'd lose all their power and people would be left the hell alone. That would be bad.
Shocking.
Marriage licenses started as a form of racism.
That's right.
The government was trying to control who could marry who, and you didn't want, like, you know, the white girl marrying some black guy. So that shouldn't be allowed.
Yes, like well, gun control.
What state it was.
Like gun control.
Right, exactly like gun control. I don't remember what state it was. I want to say Alabama, but it was like the 70s before they actually got the law against malunit, whatever that word is, you know, for interracial marriage. It was still technically against the law.
Hmm. Wow. Yep. Well, again, this kind of falls also into the stop helping thing category for me, with the whole gay marriage thing and the Republicans and the, oh God, please just stop.
Yeah. You know, if the it's the you know, I it sounds stupid, you know, it's like, you know, you do the whole thing. Well, you know, some of my friends are religious and they're not assholes, but you know, the problem is, it sounds like you're saying the exact same thing as, oh, some of my friends are black and, you know.
Yeah.
But the, that's, you know, talk about the Republican Party. That's one of their biggest problems is they're, you know, they're hijacked by that loony religious wing.
Who really, the religious, they're not voting Republican anymore because they're fed up with the rhinos too.
Yes.
So what's the, yeah, I don't know.
That takes some good stuff away. Like when Bobby Jindal first hit the scene, I went, ooh,
yeah,
I like this guy. Then I heard his first speech and I'm like, Jesus, can you scrape some of the Jesus off of that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's all good if you believe in Jesus and all of that, but I mean, you know, keep it to yourself. Jesus knows.
Yeah, that's right.
God knows if you believe. God knows if you're devout. So that's fine. What do I need to be part of it?
That's right. And if you want to call in, and you do, I'm looking at you, J-Ann.
Yeah, J-Ann.
Looking at you, Jason Kerr. Looking at you, New Jovian Thunderbolt. Looking at you, Radis. Call in. Tell us who you wish would shut up and quit helping. 214-530-0036. Thanks for calling, Brad.
I think Ron Paul.
Talk to you guys later.
Okay. Ron Paul is a good answer.
Yeah, Ron Paul was great.
I'm a huge Rand Paul fanboy, and
I think he's really great.
The whole reason why I love him is he got rid of all the crazy and the cultish followers that his father has, but he kept all the good parts. He's the buffet table Ron Paul.
He left that.
Yeah, 10, no, I don't want any of that.
He left the 10% of crazy behind.
Exactly.
And we have another caller. Area code 520. Hello.
Hey, this is Bob Fleisig from Tucson, Arizona.
Hey, Bob.
Hey.
Wow. Hey,
Cowboy Blob.
Yeah.
Yay.
Haven't heard from you in ages.
How are you, Bob? It's good to hear from you.
Okay.
Good.
I'm just wishing the Arizona Republicans would shut up about inflammatory legislation that gets the gays and everyone else all riled up.
Yeah.
Like, Arizona's like the wonderland of loony legislation, though. I mean, it's...
Yeah, but if any Republican kid can get elected, they get and run with, you know, their own private little crusade against, you know, anything. And that just gets on the nerves of, you know, people who, like, you know, want to, you know, make bridges with the, with our more progressive friends.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think it was the NFL that kind of sealed the deal. I mean, it you know, you kind of pictured Governor Brewer kind of sitting back going, I was going to friggin' veto it. Shut up.
Yeah. I have to give Governor Brewer props for seeing the light.
Well, she didn't want her state to be the, you know, the the joke of the internet, I guess. I don't know. So, what are you up to? Are you making movies still? I see you on the Facebook.
Yes, I am. I'm showing a local movie next week. And I have a couple in the... I have one in the can and several on the drawing board. So I'll be finishing them and showing them, hopefully.
Cool. Do you put those on the internet where people can, like, see them?
I always do.
Cool. And if somebody wanted to see one of your movies, where would they go?
They would go to YouTube, Bob Flazek. I have a couple hundred on there right now.
Wow.
Some of them are school movies. Some of them are independent. And there are some that I put up on my account that actually belong to other folks, but I had a major hand in and I had the link, so I put them up too.
Oh, cool. And how do you spell that? Not the Bob part.
Bob, B-O-B, Foxtrot, Lima, Yankee, Zulu, and Tequila.
Now say it again.
I don't know how to spell that either.
F-L-Y-Z-I-K.
Yeah, you can just look in the chat. You know, it's
yeah. Geez, for me, Alan.
Yeah.
Alan's trying to get it for posterity because
there's people that listen to the show that don't. Don't have the chat. Hey, there you are.
You know, I was thinking about Arizona and how they have like the big conservative Republican thing. You do benefit from some of the things, though, because you do have just constitutional carry there.
That's right.
In Arizona, which is very nice.
And my progressive friends enjoy it too.
See, that's the thing. Everybody, it's good for everybody.
It is.
Yeah. But I can't see a progressive state trying to do that. Ever.
No, but I live in the bluest part of Arizona, so I have to be nice. Especially since I'm in the local film industry where there are not zooks and zooks of conservatives.
Those artistic types.
Do you think that's changing a little bit? Because I've been seeing a whole lot more people that are just openly conservative and all that, and they're still doing okay. I mean, granted, it's, you know, a lot of them are, you know, Hollywood conservative, which is impressive when you compare it to the, you know, compare them to the Danny DeVito's and the George Clooney's and all that. But still, there's a lot of big time actors that are stepping up and saying, no, I'm not really like that.
Yeah, but don't a lot of those have their fuck you money and don't care anymore? They're big enough names that they can survive.
Whereas, I don't know if Adam Baldwin quite has fuck you money.
I bet he does.
Adam Baldwin? Yeah. I would think so.
Yeah, I bet he does. I mean, he doesn't have George Clooney fuck you money, but he's got, you know, come on.
I mean, he definitely is doing all right for himself. But.
Yeah. Well, there are those of us in the area who are relatively conservative, and we make small movies. I was just shooting one this weekend. It's a family western. There's no cursing in it. There's some gunplay, but very family oriented.
Do they chew tobacco?
What was that?
Is there tobacco chewing?
No, actually, there's no. There is tobacco use, and actually, I'm the perpetrator of most of it in this movie.
Oh,
nice. Cigars.
Yeah, I did some heavy cigar toking in this one.
Ah,
nice.
We'll have to look for that one.
I'm thinking more like the outlaw Josie Whale, where he's constantly spitting his tobacco on bugs, dogs, and bankers.
No, it's not it's not that gross. I mean, there's just some.
Who said it was gross?
Smoke behind the camera. Because they couldn't afford a smoke machine, I guess.
Here, pump up. We need some smoke.
It's a cost-saving measure.
Yeah, that's a good one. Awesome. Well, thanks for calling, Bob. It's great to hear from you.
Oh, y'all take care.
All right, bye. That's Cowboy Blob, in case y'all don't know who that is.
He got me on film a long, long time ago.
Yeah, he was...
In Phoenix, remember?
I remember him from Phoenix. He has Cowboy Blob. I'll put his blog in the
chat. It's been a lot of time dodging his camera.
Yeah, he was at the Phoenix NRA convention with his camera on a little, it was like a little steady cam rig thing that he'd made. I remember the film he made. That was pretty good.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And he looks like he ought to star in a Western movie. I mean, he looks like he could go sign up and get typecast in any Western ever made in Hollywood.
So did you say he was from Arizona?
That's right.
Arizona.
You know what happened in Arizona?
What?
Fast and Furious.
Oh, that's right.
Oh.
Speaking of Fast and Furious, guess what that ATF has been up to?
Oh, dude, that's right.
That's called a segue, motherfucker.
That was one of our potential topics.
Great. Weird.
I definitely
good for you.
I get a gold star for that one.
That's a good one.
I just gained +1 to radio.
Yeah, it seems like the ATF who will yank your FFL for putting a comma in the wrong place can't manage to keep their guns.
Not only that, for fucking... Who the hell puts their gun on the roof of their car?
People whose gun is just nothing but their badge of office.
I don't understand how that happened. Like,
yeah,
I have set my coffee mug, my travel mug, on the roof of my car, but
and to these people, the gun is nothing more than this. It's the same thing as a coffee mug. It's just
supposed to be in a holster.
They don't think that way.
And I must say,
gun people.
Yeah, I think about it all the time now that I have a daughter. Is, you know, you always hear every year there's two or three stories of
the baby in the back of the car,
the baby on the back of the car, and as horrible as it is, it makes perfect sense. It's one of those you've got a million things in your hand, and you've got this heavy baby carrier that you need two hands to manipulate and all of that, and all that. So you set the baby on the roof of the car and then, go and put the bags and stuff into the car so that once you get your hands free, you can put the baby into the car. Oh, but you're in a hurry and you're in a rush and you forget, there's a baby on the roof of my car, and you drive off. And thankfully those baby carriers are real solid, so the babies tend to be perfectly fine. And that actually happened to a cousin of mine. She was visiting my aunt, and my aunt baked her some cookies. And she had some her kids were young at the time, and so I'm sure she was set the cookies on the roof of the car to get the kids all strapped in and all that. Completely forgot about the cookies and drove off. Oops. And my aunt, being the asshole that she is, and I mean that in the most positive way possible, called her up and said, "You enjoying those cookies?"
Oh, well, God.
Yeah. She just started doing the, sort of. And she was thinking about, where the fuck are those cookies?
God damn it, where did I put the cookies?
She said, because there's a great big crow in the middle of the road who's enjoying them.
Oh.
Oh, no.
I've always thought that, you should make a deal with yourself. Okay, there are a certain number of things, 5 things, tops, that you should be 100% mindful about. Make a deal with yourself, make a list of these 5 things I will be 100% mindful about and practice it. Your gun, your baby, turn off the stove, whatever else, lock the door, make sure the iron's off. Make a list. And these are the things that you will be 100% mindful about.
Yep.
and practice it. You know, put a reminder note, you know, on your phone or something.
And that calling number, 214-530-0036.
J-Ann is waiting on the line.
No, she isn't.
Alan, answer the damn phone for J-Ann.
It's not ringing.
Oh.
But I got to say that, I mean, the ATF also put some great examples of, you know, all of this stuff. I mean, they talked about in the article that I read, talked about ATF agents are required to keep their gun under lock and key when it's not in their possession. And since the guns don't belong to them, they're required to report them missing when they disappear and all of that. And a bunch of these guns disappeared and they didn't get reported missing until after they were found. And someone said, hey,
that's
whatever happened. Whatever happened to your gun, serial number XYZ? I've been looking for that. I just thought it would turn up somewhere. Yeah, well, some kids were out playing and they found it in a fucking storm drain. And of course, your gun isn't unlock and key when it's on the roof of your car and your daughter's driving down the road.
Yeah. Try calling in again, J-N. I don't know what happened.
But meanwhile, God forbid, you know, a single, you know, .22 rifle ends up missing from your inventory.
Oh, yeah.
You're out of business.
And maybe in jail.
And maybe in jail.
Yep. Yeah.
Versus getting a paid vacation and a bad annual review.
Speaking of FFLs, I don't know, y'all know Dennis, right?
Yes.
Dragon Leatherworks. His gun show booth was on NCIS.
That's so cool.
I know it is.
Yeah. If you go over to Walls of the City, Linoge went through the video and grabbed all the screen captures of all the all the play that he got.
You can see the Dragon Leatherworks banner and everything up there.
I thought Linoge quit blogging. Oh, never mind.
Yeah.
That's the funny thing about quitting blogging.
Yeah, isn't it?
That's why I would never say I'd quit blogging, because I'm going to keep doing it.
Yeah, well.
I casually disappear ever so often when I get sick of it.
Right. Well, that's the way to do it. I think, what has it been, 2 months since I did anything on mine?
It's been like over 2 years for me.
Yeah, it has. Well over.
That's because Preeta legitimately quit blogging.
Yes. I did. Fuck all y'all.
She's a professional quitter.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of quitters, ha 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 ha.
What?
Piers Morgan.
Oh.
I forgot about that one.
Did he quit or was he fired?
Well, he
chose to save some face because they weren't going to ask him back.
I think the story was that he officially quit. Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
Ah, I think we have our caller.
Hello,
Pennsylvania.
I'm Pester and the Squirrel Report.
All right.
Yay! Is there a song for that?
It's J-Ann.
There is. It's the Pestering the Squirrel Report song, and I would sing it to you, but I am 3 beers into a pile of midterm papers, and I'm trying not to bang my head against the wall.
3 beers in sounds like a perfect time to sing Pestering the Squirrel Report.
I would give you a dramatic reading, but Brita might in fact have an aneurysm on air. And I don't want to be responsible for blood squirting out of any orifices.
Is this because of like the grammar or punctuation or
functional illiteracy?
Oh, these are okay.
What age group are these?
Euthanasia. Euthanasia.
No. No.
Wow.
No. Jesus, God, there's spell check.
There was a Saturday Night Live sketch about that.
Wow.
These people are 18 years old.
No.
They
oh my
have
God.
Ostensibly graduated from high school.
Oh, my God.
Oh, fuck.
The name is even better. T-I-S-I-N-E-I-D-H.
What?
What the hell is that?
Pronounce that.
I think it's Tiffany. I think.
Oh.
Jesus.
Of course it is.
It's comp two. She wasn't in my comp one section, so somebody passed her.
Wow.
Okay.
So whenever y'all wonder what's wrong with the voting public and why we're in the state we're in, I'm just going to point you to higher education and tell you we have dumb asses in college.
So,
yeah. So
are those the people you wish would stop helping?
Those are the people, yeah, I do have a paper here in the pile that I had to put away until I've had at least three more beers about how FDR is the best president ever. And in fact, Obama would be doing a better job if he followed FDR's example and tried to pack the courts.
Wow.
Oh.
This is why professors drink.
Yeah.
Man.
I don't see how you do it.
It's bad enough that I can descend to double and triple entendres when I'm lecturing and they don't get it.
Whoa.
So I just kind of laugh up my sleeve at most of them, 9/10 of the time.
I just consider it practice.
It really is. Every once in a while, when you get one and you see it ruffle the hair as it goes over their heads, you figure there's hope for that one. Maybe we can drag him to the dark side.
Yeah.
If they get it,
then you go, like, okay, there's a brain there. We can work with that.
Wow.
Have you gotten to the point where when you find one with a brain, it's a surprise?
Unfortunately,
yeah. I get that library. And I'm always like, wow, I can actually talk to you like a person.
But they didn't brain damage this one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know how you do your job, because I think the fifth time someone said, where are the tax forms? I'd be like, if they were in your ass, you'd know where they were. I can help you with that.
Especially since they've walked right past them to ask me where the tax forms are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Now, someone in the chat said homeschooled, and it's like, no, actually, the homeschooled kids are the ones that are mostly on the ball.
Yeah. Homeschooled kids are great in the library.
It's the ones that go through the donkey corrals. It's the ones that go through the donkey corrals that, you know, don't know their ass from a hole in the ground.
Man, I gotta say, spelling that horrible is just—that just says right there, I don't give a fuck. Because I gotta say, anybody who reads my blog has caught some of my spelling errors that managed to get through, and I cannot spell worth a fuck. But I've got this nice little thing called spell check, and sometimes I struggle forever. But you know what? All you gotta do is run it through Google, and Google will actually is one of the best spell checks on earth. But that's because I give a fuck.
But no. And because the new, in the last 3 years, the kids I've had come through, what's fashionable is spell it the way you think it ought to be spelled and the way it sounds.
Oh, so it's like new math for words.
And we'll validate the way you think it should be. But this is coming out of the hole. Everybody gets a gold star, and everybody gets a trophy for participation, and you're never wrong. Follow your feelings and your intuition, and you'll always be right.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Nightmare.
This is why I'm looking around going, I can't do this anymore. I'm going to stab somebody. I need to get a new job.
Yikes.
Ugh.
I'm sorry.
So then I made the mistake of, doing the librarian thing, which
listen to Brita break down laughing.
I'm so sorry. So sorry.
you know, my liver, I'm just going to, you know, just and in my hopes on liver regeneration or being able to it's grow one in a lab or something.
You don't work in a public library, though.
No. I'm very lucky. I do an elementary school library.
Okay. So you're safe for a while. You've got a longer.
Yeah. Yeah. Eighth graders that come in, they push my buttons. But, you know, the kindergartners, they still think libraries are awesome and they love books.
Aww.
You know, and when you teach them about the Dewey Decimal System and they think it's miraculous because there's a way to organize it all.
Yes, that's I know. So cool. It is miraculous. It's wonderful.
Freaking awesome is what
so
it is.
I appreciate that. But I'm going to let y'all go so I don't hog the airwaves. We'll let other people call in.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Have a wonderful night.
Right. Good luck with your papers.
Oh, bye.
Thanks. I'm going to need that. Have a good night, guys.
Good night.
Wow.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
214-530-0036.
What's the joke going around the internet? I've seen it a number of times that they used to teach Latin in high school, but now they teach remedial English in college.
Yes.
Yeah. There you go.
Not only Latin, they used to teach Greek, too. Greek.
At the point you just don't care about spell check, you just don't even care to bother to try to spell check.
I'm surprised they even put marks on a piece of paper at that point. I mean, really, it's crazy. I don't understand it. The part of the problem is here's okay. You know, we've talked about this before. School was training ground for factory work and all that kind of stuff. You know, we're rapidly approaching the point where no amount of schooling is going to get these people any kind of job because the jobs for stupid people are gone. They're gone. They're not coming back. And you know, a large percentage of the population is stupid. So forcing these people to go to school just screws it up for everybody else.
Oh yeah, that's absolutely true.
You know, I mean, compulsory schooling is probably one of the worst things you could do at this point because, you know, the people that want to be there have to put up with the people that don't want to be there, and it screws everything up.
Yeah. Plus, if they're not, you know, compulsed to go to school, they're gonna need to get money somehow. Well, and that means getting a job, and that'll be one of those. Hey, no, if you're in charge of putting marks on a piece of paper, they're going to have to be usable marks. And, you know, if you want to learn a skill, we're not going to do the, weld this piece of metal however you think it should be welded.
Even that's not going to happen. I am dead serious. These people, all these, and, you know, I'm going to be very unpolitically correct. There's a bunch of stupid people in this country that don't have jobs. They're too stupid for the jobs that exist, and they're a structurally unemployed class of people, and they're going to be there until, you know, civilization collapses and you know, they can find employment, you know, stacking rocks or something. I mean, it's just the way it is. So
send them to the salt mines.
Yeah, except the robots mine the salt.
All right, this is depressing the living shit out of me. Let's make fun of Piers Morgan.
Okay. Yeah, Piers Morgan. We were talking about him. So it was one of the, they axed him. And then I love the part about, yeah, well, probably if I hadn't been so anti-gun.
Yeah.
No, Piers, if you hadn't been so fucking British.
That, you know what? I think that probably is part of the problem.
The problem is there's some people that are like, okay, who's the guy that does Top Gear? That guy.
I have no idea.
Yeah, Jeremy Clarkson.
That guy. He can come over here and have a show.
Yep.
Because he's entertaining. And he's not a dick. But even when he is a dick, it's still entertaining.
Well, plus he's also got the common sense to come in out of the rain. I mean, the big right. thing about Piers Morgan is that, like,
he's a
that's how I became pro-gun, was I got my ass handed to me by some pro-gun people back when I was anti-gun. And I was smart enough to say, well, Jesus Christ, I just took a licking, but, you know, it wasn't enough of a licking for me to say, well, geez, they have some good points. I was pretty firm in my ideas, so I said, you know what? Obviously, they've got it wrong. I've got it right, but I don't have the proper resources for it. So I did some research on the subject so that the next time I got into that, I wouldn't get licked. And then I found out I didn't have a leg to stand on. But that's the thing is, or just stop doing it. If you're getting your ass kicked doing something.
Right.
That's why I quit the chess team. I just kept getting the shit kicked out of me. And I read every damn book on chess and was watching videos and doing all this stuff, and I still fucking sucked at it. So I said, you know what? Don't play chess anymore.
Yep.
Yeah. You know, I'd like to tie this all together from the beginning of the show, but after Piers Morgan got quit fired, Ted Nugent came out and was like, thank you very much. I'm the one who got Piers Morgan fired.
Yeah, shut the fuck up, Ted.
Shut up, Ted! God damn.
Yeah, because definitely the folks at CNN.
Just an ego, you know. Shut up, Ted.
That should be
He was the only one who handed Piers's ass to him.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, a lot smarter people than Ted did that.
And actually, that's a broader example of, I mean, Nugent's Morgan appearances were pretty decent, actually. Some of the better Nugent ones, but, you know, he would always, instead of, you know, discussing the point, he would always drop the, you know, shall not be infringed and suddenly bringing up the fact that Pierce was British and all that stuff that has nothing to do with it. And that's always something whenever I'm, like, online discussing with someone, I'll have a nice, you know, I'll be doing the good thing of that. They'll come off and decide that, you know, oh, since I'm pro gun, I'm obviously some sort of, you know, mouth breathing, booger eating redneck. And they just suddenly start talking down to me and I got them right where I want them. And then some dipshit comes through and just starts flinging insults and all that. And I'm like, come on.
Yes.
Oh, I have one.
Oh, finally. Okay.
Apparently, Rob Pincus is running as a write-in candidate for the NRA board.
Bless his heart.
And I'm sorry, Rob, but you did that video with Jaeger that permanently disqualifies you as having any sense whatsoever.
That's true.
Yep. So sorry. not such good, judgment there, yeah.
Rob Pincus. You lack the judgment that I want in my NRA board.
Yeah, I do not care what all the famous bloggers say about Rob Pincus.
Yeah,
Rob Pincus did the James Jaeger for God's sake. Oh my God, what a knucklehead! But there he is, and they were like saying, "Oh, if you're open carrying, you're just being so." So, you know, attention getting and obvious and blah, blah, blah. And there they are all muscled up standing in front of this, like, kind of like, what was this? Some sort of weird vehicle, like army camo colored. I'm like, really? You're going to tell us about being obvious and attention seeking? Yeah. And okay.
Well, meanwhile Jaeger's telling people to come so he can murder them.
Yeah.
Come down to my or name the location so we can have a duel.
Brilliant.
Oh God.
Which, how the hell did he escape that anyway?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
So I guess that's the show.
That was a good show. Thanks everybody for calling in.
Yeah. Had some new people, and people hadn't called in a while. That was nice.
Yeah.
We'll be back next week, and I'm sure something exciting will happen to talk, that we can talk about.
Like maybe some actual fucking global warming.
That would be really nice about now.
It's so fucking cold.
It is so cold. Oh my God.
By the way, like, I would like to add that whenever I say, you know, say goddamn global warming, people will say, no, it's called global climate change.
What? Shut up.
I always turn around and ask them, so what causes climate change? And they go, well, it's, you know, it's carbon dioxide. So I said, yeah, a greenhouse gas. When was the last time you walked into a greenhouse and found it to be 20 degrees colder inside?
Thank you.
The nomenclature is changing faster than the science. Even really junk is. Science.
It is. I went to a gas station today to pump gas, and this gas station happened to be on the shore of practically. I mean, I could like look across the street and look at Lake Erie, frozen over, solid, and it was like freeze your face off cold. You know, yep. It was just it's brutal cold, and it's the end of February. Which is, it's just terrible. So
I keep telling everyone, we're going to be shoveling in April this year.
Oh, God.
Mark my words. I really hope not. Oh, I guarantee it.
I'm just so done. I'm so done with it.
Yep.
You know, usually we get like kind of little snowstorms like end of February and into March a little bit. But it's like, it feels right now like the beginning of February where it just seems endless. So I would love some global warming right now. I want my money back from Al Gore.
You gave him money?
Well, you know, in a general sense, he got all that tax dollar money.
Yes, he did, for running his carbon credits.
Yeah.
And his Nobel Prize.
Yeah.
For a movie that he didn't do.
Fiction. Yeah.
Yep. Oh, we had that nice Michael Mann hockey stick graph. That's legit.
Alan, you're not allowed to talk about your weather.
I'm not. I have not said a word.
Don't bring it up.
I'm not saying anything.
Yeah.
I gotta say, I think my lab's doing stuff wrong. I mean, you know, we don't go, oh, you know what? This is our hypothesis, and you know, we know it's true because you know that's. If we didn't think it was true, we wouldn't hypothesize it. So let's not bother doing any actual work. Let's just tell them we did it. And
ooh.
Hide the decline.
Ooh. I had a statistics geek moment at work today.
Ooh. Tell me a story, Alan.
Well, we're just doing this, and it was like this. somebody had a theory about something, and they asked me what I thought about it, and I said, I don't know either way, but this is a perfect, thing that we could do to see if this hypothesis is correct. We can, you know, we can collect these data points and we can do a regression analysis and see what the confidence level is. And every eye in the room glassed over instantaneously.
I think I'm doing that right now.
I loved it. It was awesome.
I did
math,
so terrible
bitches,
in stats.
Math.
Yep. No, people don't know that. It's kind of like that whole Missouri thing where, oh, Missouri lacks in some gun laws, and I think they're even like claiming they did some things that they didn't do, and their murder rate went up. Yeah, but it didn't go up in a statistically significant way, so.
Yeah.
Murder rates go up and down. It isn't necessarily always caused by something.
It's caused by crazy people.
Yes.
And drug dealers.
Yes. And dudes stupping other people's wives.
That, yeah. Them.
But that's more double murder suicide.
And on that note, we'll see y'all next week.
It's always nice to end on double murder suicide.
And yes, on a high note.
Yeah.
That's a beautiful double entendre. I'd never be caught dead with a necrophile.
Hey! Good night, everybody.
God damn it. Good night, folks.
All right.
Good night.
Bye, y'all.
Bye.
Shit, where's the button? There it is. Okay, we're done.